Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yesterday, we were going through a lot of the prop bets, and just, I don't know why we did it, me and Lance, because we knew coming up today, we would have the best in the business, the man who knows that he's got inside information on everything. That's all he does is give you winners. He gave you that Georgia winner in the national championship game. Cash and checks once again. Our good friend Tony Valentine, the Hatchet Man, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tony, welcome back.
Out of your mouth. I mean, out of your mouth, you say the best in the business. Hall of Fame handicapper Tony, the Hatchet Man Valentine from the Inside Sports Syndicate, chop chop. You know, I gave you guys, I told you it was going to be Georgia. A lot of people were saying TCU. A lot of people were saying this was going to be the pick. But, you know, Hatcher Man stuck with the inside information. We fired away. But how about this? Forget that much. What about the other thing that just happened? I told you so. This is a big F you from Tony the Hatcher Man, Valentine, to all of the haters. All of the haters out there who thought for 1 second that the Hatcher Man was not telling you the truth. What happened to you last week, your whole life changed forever. And you understand now that Tony the Hatchet Man Valentine has been getting all of the inside information, and now you know it's true. If you ever doubt it, because what happened? Andre Foster came out and said, the NFL is scripted. And this is something I knew. I wasn't able to say it, but what we have done is we have had someone inside who has been photocopying, Xeroxing scripts for years and years. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, this is my thing that I do. But Andre Foster put it out there for everyone to hear. Hmm. And they're like, wow, the NFL is scripted. And we're like, well, I mean, you think we pick all these winners accidental? No, it's called inside information. There's a reason a platinum club is called platinum. It's the most expensive metal you can get. They don't make cars out of it because the car would cost like, I don't know, like $3 million something if you use, you know, platinum, if you had a platinum car.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the platinum club is. That's why we call it platinum club. Because this is like gold-plated, platinum-plated information that you're getting, and because we got the scripts. So
right.
I didn't say it. I mean, I knew it, and I have it. I have the scripts, and this is the thing.
No.
I didn't get the script for this one? You think I didn't get the script for this one?
You got the script?
Super Bowl, what they call the big game? Of course I did, K-Gal.
Well, we figured. I didn't know that there was a handicap in Hall of Fame. Where is that exactly?
It's behind it's in the back of like a subway. So if you go out in there, see Caucus. I don't know if you've been there.
No.
But if you go, I've been criticized. Oh, you opened it, Tony. Yeah, I mean, I opened it, but Jimmy the Greek's in there. Ace Rothstein's in there. The very best of the very
best. The best.
The best gamblers. And it so happened that I got into and it's a blessing that I made it into the handicapping Hall of Fame. Stu Finer, not in. Dave Coker, not in. Mm. None of these guys are in. But all of a sudden, I made it in. It's a blessing. I'm very happy. If you go and you go to the subway there, not the sandwich shop, and you just say, hey, I want to order a 12-foot long. And they go, oh. And it's like a code. And you can get in the back and see some winning slips that are back there,
right.
Some different algorithms that have been created, pictures of me with a couple topless girls,
whoa,
and it's in the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah, no. I mean, it's, you know, from after we had collected a bunch of money. Me and Mario Manningham, you know, doing some, we were in this club, and it's, you know, it's great. It's great. But listen, what do you think about the script thing, right?
So
that's, you know, that was a big, I mean, that's going to rock the NFL community. And now everyone, our phones started ringing up the hook. 1-800-676-5200. They're like, wow, we never knew that you had these scripts. And I was like, yeah, of course I have the scripts. How do you think I have so many jets? I've got G5s, G7s, G10s. I've got all the Gulfstreams.
All
and
the
it's
G's.
Not an accident. And you can have the script too. I'm not going to give it to you, but I'll give you winners.
Right.
You want to get some winners right now? I got picks for you right now.
Okay.
You always complain like, oh, you just, you know, everyone say, oh, Tony, you didn't give us information. You gave us information. I gave you Georgia free. Now you're like, this is what happens. When you give people stuff for free, they turn into huge beggars. So I'm going to give you props right now. You ready?
Ready.
Get your pencil out or your pen, and I'm going to roll down these. What we're going to go off of is the sheet that Maki has put together. So if you're in the Inside Platinum Club, you've already got this sheet. Here we go. 1-800-676-5200. Here we go. Red, over, Michael Jackson, heads, under, topless, under, 2 Chainz, and yes. Okay? And those are going to be your first 10 from the Inside Platinum. I think it was 10. I may have given you 12. Hold on, 5. Yeah, it's 10. I just gave you 10 winners.
So
all you got to do is call 1-800-676-5200, and you can get the sheet that we have. You'll get the sheet. You got to talk a little bit to a couple guys in, no big deal, whatever. And then they're going to give you the sheet that tells you what the, you know, what the things are that you're going to be betting on. I just gave you the winners. Red, over, heads, Michael Jackson, under, topless, under, 2 Chainz, yes, under, boom.
But wait,
bang.
But we don't know what the questions are. You can't.
Yeah, you want to get the questions? 1-800-676-5200. Well,
how about this? We know something that is scripted. The halftime show. You got to have the script for that already. Maybe you could give us some insight because yesterday we were talking about this stuff. Okay.
No doubt.
All right. Who's going to be on stage with Rihanna?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Who's going to be? Listen, the favorite is Jay-Z. You got Drake, Eminem, ASAP Rocky. You
in
know
New
all
York,
these guys.
That's where people get really famous. You ever heard that song that they sing?
No.
With him and Rihanna? In New York, that's when you get there and I'm famous.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of light shows. So, yeah, obviously Jay-Z, that's on the script for sure. Yeah, I gave you a winner there. There's your Jay-Z. I just gave you 11 winners. Unbelievable. That's another one. Heads. It's going to be heads. I already told you, yo, there's another winner. I'm like, my feet better get soaking wet with all this money I'm giving you guys in Houston. You got all this oil money, and, like, I need to get my beak wet with all these winners I'm giving you. I just said heads. I told you the Jay-Z guy with New York. And then, you know, and you know who they're not going to show? Kanye. Wow. Can you believe this, what this guy's saying? Wow. I mean, listen, you can't be Kanye running around talking about Jewish people and stuff like that. Are you kidding me, Kanye? Are you stupid? Wow. I mean, the NFL is not going to put up with that at all. You can't put this guy on the sideline. So fire away on no Kanye. If you had a chance to fire on no Kanye, no Kanye, I would also bet, here's the other one that I'm going to bet, no Mike Tyson.
What?
Mike Tyson's not going to be there. And if you're thinking you're going to fire on Mike Tyson halftime show, that's a loser. Here's another one. No Dikembe Mutombo. He's definitely not going to be there.
Well,
remember that time he was blocking all those shots in the arm?
I don't think you can bet on who's not going to be there.
I swear to God, I don't care how big he is. If I got potato chips and he smacks it out of my hands and he crushes all the chips, I'll beat his ass. And I don't, like I said, I lift. I got great leverage. I'm powerful. I know people. But if you're smacking my groceries out of my hands or my cart, I've got, you know, I spent all this time trying to find a perfect avocado. God forbid, I got a big thing of eggs that costs like $60. And he smacks it out of my hand and does this finger thing to me. I swear on everything, I will beat him to oblivion outside. All the way, I take it all the way to the top.
Well, that I don't think Mike. Okay, I don't know how we got a Mike. Okay,
I'm not fighting Mike Tyson. I didn't say that. Let the record reflect in case Iron Mike's listening. I said Mutombo. I would fight Mutombo. Fighting Mike.
All right. I got you. Okay. Will Rob Gronkowski make the field goal or not make the field goal? That's
So that one was in the script too. I think you can, you know how this one's going to go. What right now, there is a big, so Gronk is, as you can imagine, now this is a wrestling guy, right? He likes wrestling. He understands scripts. He also understands Do-Re-Mi. So right now, our insight, the people we got implanted right now with Gronkowski's people, which obviously they've been getting hammered. I mean, just absolutely smashed. And so I got to keep them sober. I'm like, man, you got sober up. I got to get this information. Apparently, what's happening right now, 1-800-676-5200, is that the Gronkowski guy, he's like making a move on the NFL saying, you want me to follow your script? I'm going to need a little bit more. So we're supposed to find out on Sunday morning if the NFL has wired the payment. We understand what the number is on the bank account. We're monitoring the account right now, our inside sources. We got a lot of browsers open up on a computer, a lot of them. And so there's a lot of stuff we're monitoring. We got Chrome open. We got the new Edge, which is the other one that Microsoft's trying to fly out there. We even got the one with the that you put on your iPhone with the blue, you know, the blue thing.
Yeah.
1-800-676-5200.
Yeah,
when the information comes in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And when the information comes in, bang, we're going to know, and we're going to pass it on to you. Because if they don't play ball, boom, then the opposite thing off the script. Because I got the script. And look, listen to this. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think this sounds like. It's a script. You can hear the paper rustling.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah, I hear. I hear the paper. I do hear the paper.
I mean, that's what else would that be?
It's the paper rustling. It's the script. And you got it. And if you call...
I got it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
no. Wait until you see what happens in the second quarter.
All right. Wow. Before you go, Donna Kelce, she might give birth during the game. Do you know...
The Magic Man is not going to be there. Bet against Magic...
No,
Don Majkowski, remember that guy?
No, he won't go. Yeah, I remember
not
Magic
Man. Not going to be at the halftime show. Fire against Majkowski.
Will Donna Kelce, will she give birth during the game? And if she does, will Jason Kelce leave the game? Do you know?
All right, here's the deal. Number one, I can't tell you. All right, so do we know their OBGYN? Absolutely. I know her obstetrician and and the GYN. Also, I know all of them. I know both of them. The OB, I know the GYN.
Oh.
We got all of them on standby. And here's the thing. They're going to let us know. I can't tell you in advance. They're not supposed to be given a labor. They're not supposed to be putting her in labor. So they're not doing one of those drips, the potassium drips or whatever, that makes you, you know, your cervix open up. So I don't know, they're not doing that. You know, where they say, oh, you're 10 centimeters. Like, oh, for God's sake. I thought you were going to say 10 inches. That'd be terrible. So, you know, for Kelce. But then, so the other thing is, I don't know that for a fact. I do know this much. If he leaves the Super Bowl because they're having a kid, I'm done with him. I'm done with the Kelce's. I'm done with... And I hate the Eagles anyway, because you know me, I'm a G-man.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he does have a baby, and I'm hoping he leaves so that I can say, wow, softest team on the planet, Eagles.
That's what you're hoping for. Thanks for
I hope he has. Number one, we're going to, get the insight, because the OB gives us information, and the guy gives us information. And when you have information from two people, an OB and a GYN, forget about it.
Right.
It's like a parlay of information about, the private parts.
So Hatchet Man gave you what, 12 winners, 10, 11 winners now, 12
yeah,
winners now?
Yeah, red overhead,
right,
Michael Jackson,
right.
Under, topless, under, 2 Chainz, yes, and under.
Got it.
1-800-676-5200. Give us a call, guys. We'll give you the sheet with all the questions on and everything. I already told you heads, that's a winner. I already told you fire away against Majkowski. Kembe and Mike Tyson, none of them are going to be on halftime. Don't bet on Kanye or Kyrie. Trust me. I don't want to get political, but if you say certain things about certain people, no chance to get on the halftime show. That's just the truth.
You might
want to look into what I'm talking about. But
Tony Valentine.
You ever heard of Myers Leonard? Exactly. Done.
That's exactly where. And you know where to bet it? That's Tony Valentine. Thanks, Tone, for all the winners. We appreciate
it. Guys. Chop, chop.
You know where to bet, where you can bet on all those winners? MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. It's the only place. All those props that we're talking about there, you got them. You got them at MyBookie.ag. mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's unbelievable all the winners that he just gave you. Where are you going to bring them? You're going to bring them to MyBookie, all right? You deposit anywhere from $50 to $2,000, your initial deposit, and they will match that 10%. 10% of that they will match. And all you have to do is bet it once, and you can cash out. Cash in, cash out. It's an unbelievable bonus going on right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Normally, the playthrough amount, you have to bet more than multiple times to get those bonuses. Not this time, just once. That's all you got to do. And you can cash out. Cash in, cash out at mybookie.ag. Perfect weekend to do it, too, with the big game coming up and all the different props that are available. It's unbelievable at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about my man, John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is where you will find all your needs to sell your car. It's easy. It's simple. We sold Frankie's car. It could not have been easier. Just could not have. You just put it in. You take a picture of your car. It takes about 10 minutes, and you find out what your car is worth. Now, there's also different stuff. If your car is in better shape, it's in worse shape, whatever the case may be. Yeah, Frankie had the most dings in the history of GiveMeTheVIN.com, and yet I still got my money, and John Clay Wolf gave me more than anybody else would. That's what John Clay Wolf does. You're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle, and I don't know how dinged up it is. I don't know what kind of condition it's in. All I know is that John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com is going to give you more. If he can't beat CarMax, then he is going to give you $100. And one thing he never does is give you $100 because he just beats them every single time. This is what happened at MyBookie. This is what's happening at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car? My man John Clay Wolf will buy it at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Ian Rappaport says the Texans expected to hire Arizona Cardinals defensive line coach Matt Burke as their new defensive coordinator on D'Amico Ryan's staff. Former Dolphins DC, Burke is the first big hire for Ryans in Houston. We have to go to Dell to find out how good he is. Dell's going to say, oh, he sucks. He's terrible. There is zero chance that Dell will have liked Matt Burke.
No chance
whatsoever. He was the D-line coach in Arizona. He was the previously Dolphins defensive coordinator. Does it matter who is D'Amico's not sure if he's going to call the defensive plays. Doesn't matter who the DC is. The OC is so much more important. So much more important.
Yeah, I think the DC has to be in lockstep. You need help putting in installing defense and defensive concepts. And, yeah, I think it's important. I do think it's important. Now, calling a play is the only part of it.
Well,
how you break down a team and how you're going to attack them.
Well, if you're an offensive coach, you're probably more focused on the offensive side of the ball. If you're a defensive coach, you're probably focused more on the defensive side.
I think D'Amico is going to be highly focused, but I think having a partner in crime for him to come up with how do we want to attack this team and having another person there, I think is pretty important for D'Amico. Because it's his first year being a head coach.
So
he's figuring out, like, when he gets in the building, he's got to figure out, oh, I didn't know I had to do this. Oh, I didn't know this. Man, I wasn't ready for this. It's a whole new process. If you've ever talked to coaches who have been head coaches for the first time, they'll tell you, if you ask, how's it going? They say, man, there's some – I said, well, I always like to ask questions of what's something that you didn't know that and they'll tell you at any level, they'll tell you, like, I'm sure Dana has said things before.
Well, Gary Kubiak was on yesterday, and they asked him about that. What does D'Amico not know right now that he will find out as a head coach? And here is Gary Kubiak yesterday on with the Wheelhouse Boys, right? Was it the Wheelhouse or was it the Wheelhouse Boys. Here is Gary Kubiak.
I mean, it's just all the hats, guys, that you wear. I mean, you don't ever lose your expertise. I mean, D'Amico knows exactly what he wants on defense and how he's going to go about that. He's been calling games now for a while, and so he's very comfortable in those things. Every coach comes to a team because they have an expertise. That's how you get there. But then all of a sudden you realize you wear the hats in every other place too, whether it's offense, special teams, draft, you know, all those things. So you just get spread thin a little bit. They get, you know, it can be pretty intimidating, but I think D'Amico exhibits the type of guy that can handle all those things and motivate people around him. I think he's built that way.
Hopefully. Yep. He's got a lot of hats to wear. The media, what I've heard from coaches before is the time that you have to spend with the media was a bit jarring for a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
That your media responsibilities, not only on a daily basis throughout the season, but when the national, when they call days before.
TV?
It is.
You have to go meet with the TV crew?
You got to meet with the radio crew. I mean, it is. It's a lot more than you thought it was going to be.
You're face of the franchise now.
Yep.
So you're expected to do a lot.
We asked that. You know who was, before D'Amico was hired, who was the face of the franchise?
JJ.
No. JJ's been gone. Do you remember? He was with Arizona for the last couple of years.
The face of the franchise, my God, there isn't one.
Cal. No, I'm serious. The most inept, blundering organization.
Wasn't Caserio?
Cal was the face of it.
Wait. That's not true. I think nationally no one would have said Cal. They would have said Lovey or Caserio.
Here, but here's more important.
Here, there would have been some who said Cal.
Cal. I mean, he's responsible for all of it. It's the worst franchise. Cal is the face of what this team was.
Well, I think if you look at it that way, if you encapsulate what the franchise is, and now I say who's the face of the franchise, then you'd say Cal. If you say who's the person you think of when you think of Texans, you might have said Lovey Smith or Nick Caserio. You wouldn't have said Cal. But if you do say, okay, this is who your franchise is, so who's the face?
It's Cal.
I mean, there's one constant.
There's one responsibility. I mean, he's been here for this whole thing. Actually, he started this downfall, this slide. He's letting Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby run roughshod over this organization. Cal is responsible for that. Yeah. And he's responsible for being the worst team in the NFL over the last three seasons. He's directly responsible for that. So he has been. That's so funny, too. Okay, who's the face of the Packers?
Aaron Rodgers, easy.
Who was the face of the Bucks?
Easy. The quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, it should be the quarterback.
Ravens.
The Ravens is Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, it's not Hardball.
It might be Hardball, though. But, well.
Might be, but it's probably Lamar Jackson.
Probably Lamar
Steelers, Jackson. Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin's he's the face.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs is, Mahomes and Reed.
Yeah, Reed's up there.
Reed's up there.
Because Reed's been doing it before.
But it's Mahomes.
It's probably Mahomes. I'm just going random. Jets, Saleh.
It is Saleh.
Giants.
The Giants.
I think it's Danny Dimes. Just because, I don't know. That one's kind of hard. Daboll's been there 1 year.
I know, but it's probably Daboll.
You think? That one's kind of a hard one.
Yeah. Who's the face of the Panthers?
Oh my God! They don't have their faces. They're many. They're man with many faces. The Panthers are a team. I can't even. That was one of my favorite characters on Game of Thrones. Is the girl has the girl likes to take her night. Well, whatever many face God said. I don't even remember.
Say what the guy would say.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back,
Panthers. Who is it?
They don't have a face. It was Darnold, I guess.
It's faceless. That's a faceless franchise.
So
was
Texans.
The Texans. Who's Falcons?
Wow.
It's their owner.
Blank.
It's blank.
Arthur Blank.
Saints.
The Saints.
Cam
was
Jordan.
Peyton.
I'm gonna say Cam Jordan. He's on TV a lot too.
Yeah. See, when you're a bad team, though, you a lot of times you're.
Well, you notice a lot of them don't have quarterbacks.
Yeah. That's it.
I mean,
if you've got a quarterback, you've got a face.
Face of the Colts. I mean, Shaq Leonard didn't play this year. Quentin Nelson. Really? An offensive lineman's the face of your franchise?
Jeff Saturday was.
Yeah, it came from TV.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe Ursay.
Maybe Ursay is.
Cowboys.
Yeah. Whenever you're.
Who's
you're
the face of the franchise, Dak or Jerry?
Dak. Oh, Jerry.
You can't beat Jerry.
No, you can't.
No one's going to beat Jerry. Jerry will always be the face of the franchise.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, Dana Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs color analyst, will get the other side of the story. Right now, though. I'm going to talk right now about This is Valentine's Day. It is less than a week away. If you're looking for the best way to get in here and get the best gift that she's going to love, I'm telling you guys, she will love it. Naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram. It's soft, soft like her skin. It's alluring. You're going to love it. You're both going to love the touch of it. You'll leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. You are going to love the feeling of her wearing next to nothing at all. Order today. Use code RADIO. And Pajamagram is going to include free Valentine's Day deluxe packaging, which includes red velvet gift bag, lotion, and eye mask. That's a $40 savings with code RADIO on a best-selling Valentine's Day total gift experience. Valentine's night done right. Get her a gift that's a sure thing. Listen, if you missed out on this offer over Christmas, don't make the same mistake now with naturally nude pajamas. And they sold out before Valentine's Day. So do it, do it, do it now. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's the pajamagram.com. Use code RADIO to order your naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Well, the big game doesn't jump off till Sunday, but the special pick is here. You can get in on the special pick. You say, what is that? The special pick for the big game? Underdog Fantasy has the special pick. Oh, and it's special. If you download the app right now for Underdog Fantasy, if you've never signed up, they are trying to give you money right now in more than one way. If you download Underdog Fantasy right now and use promo code Lance for your first deposit, they are going to match up to $100. You put $100 in, bing, you're going to end up seeing $200 in there. Your deposit plus their match of up to $100. It gets even better than that. Right now, they've got the special pick. Your special pick is Jalen Hurts. If you go to the Pick'em tab and you go higher or lower on the statistic, their Jalen Hurts right now for you is 0.5 total yards. And you say, wait, that's how's that possible? He's obviously going to get more than that. Yeah, I know. They're giving you one of your winners. Now, you have to pick at least two. You pick two in this one. Actually, I think you do pick just two. And if you pair it, no, it's with at least one other one. So you can go even higher than that. Pick two right now, and it's a $20 max entry, and one of them is already going to be a winner. Let's be honest. If he goes over a yard, if he gets a yard, you're a winner. So they are giving you that one. You can't miss out on this one. It's available right now. Go to Underdog Fantasy, and while you're there, don't forget, your pick'ems, you can do higher or lower for a variety of statistics and a variety of sports. Put them all together, and you can earn up to 20 times your original play when you hit five of them on one pick'em. And that is one that is going to be where your max entries, you can go as high as you want. But it's a $20 max entry with the special pick, and it's available right now. It's been so much fun for me to play. They also have daily fantasy for your big game as well. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Lined up the body, who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly, wrist on your gunny. They go judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them sorry, they all get body.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we had Sal Palantonio, the Eagles perspective, a little bit earlier in the show. Danan Hughes, who was an Chiefs wide receiver and also is the Chiefs color commentator on their radio broadcast, is joining us to give us the other perspective here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Danan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How much fun is this for you?
Oh, this is a blast. I'm spoiled, bro. I mean, this is two Super Bowls in 3 years. I've been doing the broadcast for 3 years, so like, I barely know anything different. So that's it's a great feeling to be here. Great time to be out here in Glendale, Arizona, and looking forward to a really good game.
I think what needs to be said is that Andy Reid was phenomenal in Philadelphia, and he just couldn't get over the hump in terms of winning the Super Bowl and had a lot of losses in the NFC Championships. He went to a brand new team. He had Alex Smith as his quarterback. He won some games there, but then he ended up getting Pat Mahomes. They traded up. He and Brett Veach, or actually wasn't Brett, was his right hand man. It was John Dorsey, and traded up. They ended up getting. They had a plan for Patrick Mahomes. They stuck with their plan. They waited it out, and man, you look at the teams that he's put together, the NFC and the AFC championships, Super Bowl appearances. Andy Reid's got a case for being one of the greatest coaches in the history of the game when it's all said and done.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you align his resume up with other coaches, I mean, he's been stellar. And to do what he's done with two different organizations, and let's remember, this Chiefs organization, although it's been about class and greatness for a long time, like, we were a little bit down in the dumps before he came here. We had the Todd Haley and Scott Pioli experiment. We had, you know, just turmoil, it seemed like. And Andy came in here and automatically and instantaneously, you know, breathed life into this organization again. And the Chiefs Kingdom, they're faithful. They love the Chiefs. It doesn't matter if you played 20 years ago or if you're playing right now. But Andy Reid has done an outstanding job along with Brett Veach. And you consider, when you talk about Alex Smith, like, he orchestrated the first playoff win that this organization had in 20 years, since my rookie year in 93. And Alex Smith was the quarterback. And you think, okay, maybe we're ascending and we're moving in the right direction. And they say, you know what? It takes a lot of guts to go out there and still draft a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes and say, you know what, that's not good enough. And ever since, if you look at the calculated moves that the Chiefs have made with Brett Veach and Andy Reid, it's always about improving. Even in the midst of going to multiple Super Bowls, that's what this organization does. So they take a lot of chances. They roll the dice, but it's worked out, and part of that is because of the leadership.
Well, one of the big roll of the dice was Tyreek Hill. You get rid of one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and you still go to the Super Bowl. Did you think they were going to fall off at all, Danan? Or so, did you believe in them?
So you're telling me, like, when Bart Scott said that we were not going to make the playoffs, and Mike Greenberg and all the pundits said we were going to be third in the AFC West, and mm-hmm. this is going to be the dreaded R game, the dreaded R season and rebuilding because one guy left. Like, you know, now we can look back on it and say, you know, how silly was that? Even though he was an extremely dynamic talent, one of the best, if not the best playmakers that I've ever seen in the game, we lost one guy. And now we're back to the promised land. And that just talks about the leadership here. Patrick Mahomes came out during the summer after Tyreek Hill got traded and after we got all the draft picks. And he had a mini camp and OTAs. He flew all the guys down to Texas. They worked out together. And he came in a press conference and he said, we're going to be just as good on offense. We're just going to look different. And everybody was like, yeah, of course you're going to look different because Tyreek Hill's not there. But they didn't believe the first part. And he, lo and behold, he's had, to me, this campaign as an MVP in a lot of ways is more impressive than his first campaign because of that loss of Tyreek Hill and how he distributes the ball. If you go back through the season, there are multiple games where he's had targeted 12 different guys. There's only 13 guys eligible to catch a ball, and he's targeted 12 different guys in multiple games this season. He's done it differently, and it's been really special.
I think, Dana, one of the things that I think is going to stand out to football people is what has happened with the quarterback. Now, he fought like hell to stay in the game where he had the high ankle sprain, but was just mm-hmm. it was just, you know, it got to a point where it was really bad. Now, he came back in. He came back in and gutted it out. But then what he did the next week, I don't know if there is enough love given to the way he played with a high ankle sprain. They don't go away after a week. It hasn't gone away now. It takes a long time, and it's easy to re-aggravate. The game that Pat Mahomes put together on a high ankle sprain with 326 and what was it, three touchdown passes, two? That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was one of the gutsiest performances I've seen in that first game against the Jaguars and then coming back a week later. And again, you know, you had all the so-called experts saying that there's no way he's going to play. There's no way you can rehab and get back right for another game in a week with a high ankle sprain. I've had ankle sprains. He made it look easier than I did when I had mine back when I was playing. But it's just the attitude of this team, and that's what's really cool when I'm around them each and every week. Like, there's a true brotherhood. There's a great blend of old guys and younger guys. I mean, you consider on our defense, like we'll have at any given moment or any, you know, any series of plays, we'll have six rookies on our defense on the field at once. And they're not even rookies anymore. We're supposed to be calling them first year guys. But like it just the complement of leadership with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, the older guys, and then you got the younger guys that are coming in and playing really strong football. Like these guys got it together, and they're going to face a very, very strong team in the Philadelphia Eagles. The number one seeds matching up. I think the storyline going into this game, the multiple storylines in this game is really cool because there's no negativity. Like with the Bengals, it was the trash talk and, you know, calling it Burrowhead and, you know, all that stuff that happened.
Stupid
from last
was that.
Year.
I can't believe they were so stupid to do that.
Exactly. You know, that they set the table for their own demise by that. But this game is just pure. Like, I feel like this Sunday, we'll be able to watch just a pure football game with no real negative side stories, and I think that's going to be cool.
Well, you mentioned Chris Jones. And last year we had Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl. It was his Super Bowl, maybe because, you know, Stafford, Cup, all those guys, they don't have the same presence as Mahomes. Mahomes is going to get all the love, but I don't know that there's anybody playing defensive tackle. Aaron Donald and Chris Jones are in a different league. Does he get enough love?
I don't think so. I mean, this year, to me, has been one of the most impressive years that I've seen from a defensive player during this era. And Chris Jones has been phenomenal. And one thing about this year, if you go back to last year, when we played the Bengals in the playoffs, when we played them in the regular season, like, we didn't make that play. Like, there was that one play or multiple opportunities to make that one play in the AFC Championship last year where we didn't get Joe Burrow. Like, I believe he got sacked 9 times the week before against the Tennessee Titans, and we didn't sack him once. And that's the difference this year, is that play that we missed last year, we didn't miss this year, and most of the time it was 95 that was making that play this year. Even in the AFC Championship, you know, swallowing up Joe Burrow, I believe he had 2.5 sacks in that game. Like, that, those are the plays that Chris Jones makes now that he hadn't made in the past. Coming into this postseason, he hadn't had a sack in the postseason. He played in every postseason his entire career except for 1 year and never had a sack. And the fact that he has multiple sacks in this postseason now, a lot of QB hits and hurries, like he's elevated his game to be in the same kind of conversation as Aaron Donald and Nick Bosa, et cetera.
It's amazing. I remember writing him up when he came out of college, and I was, you know, friends with when Chris Ballard was on that staff underneath John Dorsey. And I remember us talking about Chris. There's a play in college where Chris Jones, he played real upright. You know, he didn't look, even to this day, he doesn't look the part of a lot of defensive tackles. But there was a play when they played LSU where he stuffed a block with one hand. Leonard Fournette was coming through the A-gap. He grabbed him with one hand and threw him down. And I thought, okay, this isn't normal. This is not a normal play for somebody to make. And that's when, and I immediately texted him. He's like, he is a freak daddy, and which is why I knew he would be on the board for the Chiefs. But he's just a different guy. He's built different. He plays the game different. He's just, and that's why I think, you know, I mean, I'm getting into the draft this year a little bit when talking about Jalen Carter. But when you have a disruptive interior defender, like, and you know this as a player, I just feel like, okay, it's great to have an edge rusher like Nick Bosa who can get off the mark, you know. But when you have an Aaron Donald or a Chris Jones, I feel like that just is so much harder for offensive lines and play callers to scheme around.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when you're talking about teams that want to establish the tone of the game in the trenches, they want to establish the run, and you have this force of nature right there in the middle that can affect the run game, you affect your pass protection, everything about what you're trying to accomplish on offense. Chris Jones is the type of player that can knock you totally out of your game plan that you worked on for a week plus. And he's been phenomenal. And the energy that he's brought this year to me has been most impressive. There were times in the past where if he didn't get to the quarterback or if the play was going away from him, you know, he wouldn't give that 100% effort. But this year has been a different Chris Jones, and he's a huge, huge reason why we're here today in Arizona. So, yeah, this game is going to be about him. With the running attack for the Philadelphia Eagles, like, he's going to have to be that same kind of force like he was the last couple of weeks.
That is Dana Hughes, the color commentator for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be busy on Sunday. who you got in this one, Dana?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs, 33-24. I know. So I haven't been on the air with you guys, but I do have an alter ego. His name is Nostradanin. So last week I predicted. I didn't predict the score correctly because I didn't think it was going to be that close. But I did predict the two turnovers, and actually I had said that we had not had a turnover on special teams this year. And even though we didn't get credited with it, we had a turnover at the end of the game when they were trying to run the lateral.
Ah, so technically, yeah.
So the three turnovers, I spoke about that before the game. I knew that was going to be a key to our victory. And I'm going to say this week we're going to protect the ball and force a couple of turnovers from the Eagles, and we'll win the game
33-24.
And do you see heads or tails on the first flip?
I was in an Uber, and they had one of those computerized things in the back seat, and it was going through what could happen in the Super Bowl, and I said it's going to be heads.
Heads.
Same thing Hatchet Man probably said. I heard him say heads.
But we weren't sure what that was for.
The heads, yeah.
All right, that is Dana Hughes. He's got the Chiefs and heads. So there you have it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dana, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have fun on Sunday.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. There is Dana Hughes with us right here on the show. I got to talk right now. We got News of the Weird coming your way next. But first, it's weird if you have to go to the bathroom all the time. It's weird if you have to get up in the middle of the night. It stinks, actually. It's terrible. It's awful. Don't do it. Well, don't do it. Don't pee your bed. But go to the bathroom and then go to 975prostate.com. 975prostate.com. It's where you'll find Doc Manavis. She's awesome. She's wonderful. She's so smart. I mean, she's Yale smart, okay? So that's who I want messing if I've got a prostate problem. I don't want some doctor telling me that I've got to have surgery. If a doctor tells you that you have to have surgery because you have an enlarged prostate, then you tell him, hey, I'm going with someone much smarter than you. I'm going with Doc Manavis because she's got an IV. It takes about 45 minutes. First, you'll get an X-ray. Then you'll get an MRI. And then you'll go, and for 45 minutes, you got to sit with an IV. Are you kidding me? And this is going to get rid of your enlarged prostate. This is going to make you healthier. This is going to help hopefully get rid of your ED. If you have ED because of an enlarged prostate, if you have bladder problems, if you have kidney problems, if you have urinary tract infections, all of this can happen with an enlarged prostate. You want to get rid of that. You want to do it with Doc Manavis. Safe, wonderful, easy, painless, all of those things. 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Got him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Remember this name, Billy Brown. That's the guy. That's the guy. Now, you're going to talk to Mayor.
There was once a golfer, Billy Ray Brown.
Right. This is different.
This is not the same guy.
Not the same guy. Totally different guy. Here's the deal. Is Billy Ray Brown will help you with your golf game. Billy Brown is going to help you when you have a leak. Billy Brown is going to help when you have pipes that need to be replaced. Billy Brown is the plumber. Billy Brown is the guy who is going to make sure that your home is safe. He's made sure my home is safe. A couple of times I've had leaks. And you know who's come to the rescue? Billy Brown.
Billy Brown. Did the same thing for me. I had major piping issues that were, I didn't expect them to be issues. Somebody else had done the work previously, but they didn't grade they didn't slant the pipes enough. And so it was backing back up into my, sink. And it was something we just thought we could put, the Drano stuff or whatever. Nope. They came out there, diagnosed problem, very transparent on what needed to happen. They fixed it. No issues since then. They've also done small, minor things that I can't do, but they did it, and they did it quickly, on time, and for a great price. Make sure that you have the phone number handy for Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You can go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com, or call 281-488-6238. Don't forget, tankless water heaters are a must. call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They'll hook you up.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Simple Seats is brought to you, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees, it's that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question. Did you know now that Scottie Pippen Jr. is teammates with Malik Beasley? Do you know why this is significant?
Scottie Pippen Jr. and Malik Beasley. I don't know why that's... Why is it... RJ, you can say it on the air. Why
come on,
is
RJ,
this
why is it significant?
Because Malik Beasley was dating his mom.
Oh, no.
Larsa Pippen.
Oh, no.
How uncomfortable.
She goes after younger men.
Yeah, she does. She likes to do stuff with younger guys.
I mean, older guys do stuff with young girls all the
time.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
Let her play a play.
Why but do you think
you still like it for your mom?
Think it's a little uncomfortable in the locker room?
Yeah, you think it's uncomfortable for him to follow his mom's Instagram account?
Yeah. Well,
Mom!
Well, I mean, it's in the news. I mean, it's Larsa Pippen. It's going
to
be,
just saying the pictures his mom takes.
Yeah.
Would you like to see Mrs.
Mom,
Granato?
Put some clothes on.
Yeah, I would want to see Marsha's Instagram.
That. Nobody wants to see that.
But at no point did I want to see my mom doing that stuff on Instagram.
No. Speaking of doing stuff, porn star Ron Jeremy has been committed to a mental hospital. Do you think that maybe a lot of sex will cause you to go crazy?
No, he's had some other issues. Google Ron Jeremy.
No, he's
got
trouble
had a lot for something
of
here recently. Yeah.
No, he's had a lot of.
His nickname? Do you know his nickname?
No.
It's either the Hedgehog or the Warthog.
I'm not sure.
It's his nickname.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a good nickname.
You remember you asked, who is George Santos?
I know who he is. I'm like, well, what's the deal with him? What's the big deal? He lied and what else is...
Well, I think... He's also
way embellished a lot,
and he also I think he's had issues with sexual encounters with some of the guys that work in his office and stuff. He's also been charged in 2017 with stealing puppies from Amish dog breeders.
Boy, he has got a run going here, doesn't he? Well, that just put anybody in Congress.
Did you think that George Santos would steal puppies from an Amish dog breeder?
I mean, it feels like it's on brand.
I don't feel like I ever thought about that. Florida High School Athletic Association is in the news. It's removed all questions about menstruation from required medical evaluation. Do you feel like you should know about menstruation on the girls' basketball team?
Well, yeah. If you're a player.
If you're, the players, do you think that they should report their menstruation?
That's up to your mom or dad or whoever to handle that.
Yeah.
That's not my business.
I didn't think we needed a bill passed.
Yeah.
Okay, but okay. Senator Josh Hawley, speaking of bills passing, he wants to create a legal age to be allowed on social media. Do you feel like there should be an age?
Maybe this is unpopular, but I say yes.
Yes. Yes,
see some of the stuff on there.
Young dumb stuff on there.
You can put literally anything is on Twitter. Have you ever accidentally run it? I follow trending topics before on Twitter. Like I'll see a trending topic and I'll scroll down. Every once in a while, they put the worst type of porn stuff. They tag it with the trending topics. So you have to see it. And I'm like, oh, it's not good.
No, it's not good.
And that's allowed.
What do you think the age to be on social? I think like 47.
Yeah, based on the way people talk about my mock drafts, I would say 53.
53, yeah. The FDA has approved a new vibrating pill for chronic constipation. Do you want it?
You don't swallow it, do you?
I don't know. It's a vibrating pill. I'm not sure where it goes.
I think we've got what we call the suppository.
It's a first of its kind capsule about the size of a regular pill, but instead of releasing medication after it's swallowed, it vibrates to stimulate the colon. No, you swallow it and it vibrates.
Yeah, I'll just drink my. Just put my magnesium citrate back
in my
on
stomach.
There.
I don't know.
I mean, how weird would you feel?
Yeah. Apparently, they're having a dire doctor shortage in South Korea, so they're proposing that medical malpractice punishment be eliminated. Do you feel like medical malpractice should be eliminated?
Yeah, get those bad doctors in here because at least they're doctors.
At least they're doctors.
That's what they're basically saying.
Yeah, right.
Like, well, it's better than nothing. Would you rather have a bad doctor or no doctor?
A new study shows that instant noodles is a major cause of childhood scald injuries. Well, no, duh. And Hot Pockets.
Yeah, Hot Pockets. You know what else? Totino's Pizza when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When you bit down on it, like, a Hot Pocket. So once the microwave got introduced, that was a whole new level of mouth injuries.
All right, who's going to win?
Eagles. I'll plant the flag. I'll say Eagles. And I like 27-24. It was the same one I had on NFL.com. I've got a late field goal, or a late touchdown, actually, by Jalen Hurts wins it. I think they'll be down.
I like the Eagles, too, but I don't know. This is one of those that I'm not sure of. It's a good game. We're going to have a good game, I think. And we'll talk about it on Monday. Paul Gallant, we'll talk about other stuff right after us, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, you need to talk about some tequila.
Yep, and I will have my tequila flowing for the big game. On Sunday, Maestro Dobell. As a matter of fact, I will have it today flowing because today's Friday, and this is when I have my Añejo, and it's great. Añejo, for me, is the smoothest tequila that I think I've ever sipped before. Well, the smoothest was their Cristalino, their Añejo Extra Cristalino. It's the best tequila I've ever had, and that's a more expensive product, but it is the most baller tequila you can have. But they've got a lot of baller tequilas at very reasonable prices, whether it's Reposado, the silver, the smoked silver, the Cristalino they have, the Añejo Extra. They're here to take care of you, and all with a different flavor profile. You are going to love Maestro Dobell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobell.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer adventure awaits in a rugged new Honda. Check out the Passport, Pilot, Ridgeline, or CRV during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.99% APR on a 2026 Passport, a 4.49% APR on a 2025 Pilot, a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline, or a 4.99% APR on a 2026 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.